This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Public school in Philadelphia officially resumed this week with classes now expected to connect and learn online. For many families and educators, it will be challenging to overcome obstacles and make this work in a meaningful way. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt brings us the story of one veteran teacher who is trying to capture the magic of a first grade classroom in a digital space.
Everyone has their own way of tracking how long this shutdown has lasted. Maybe it's the length of your hair or the smell of your sourdough starter. For Maddie Davis, time can be measured through the absence of one very important activity.
It's been over a month that I haven't heard any of my students read.
Davis grew up in North Philadelphia, lives in her childhood home, and has been teaching in North Philadelphia public schools for 29 years.
Well, I'm just old-fashioned. I'm very comfortable where I am.
She works at William Dick Elementary School, located in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. And if there's one thing she needs to do her job, it's hearing first graders read out loud. It's the key to understanding what they know and what they don't.
That tells me everything.
In her busy classroom of 23, Davis makes sure she gets one-on-one reading time with every student she can, even if it's just 5 minutes.
That 5 minutes is gold. If you can listen to a child for just 5 minutes.
Since school closed, Davis has been thinking of ways to recreate this one small, meaningful activity online. It seems simple, but it isn't. The first step was making sure all of her students got the free Chromebooks the school district has bought. Of the 23 kids in her class, 13 got them relatively quickly. So she started working on the other 10. One of them lives in a homeless shelter, and at the end of last week, she was still going back and forth with the child's family.
I'm going to call him back today just to make sure that he actually heard what I was saying so they can actually go and get the Chromebook.
She's still not sure if the shelter where the student is staying has reliable internet.
I hope they do. I really hope they do. That I don't know.
Every hurdle, it seemed, led to another hurdle. For instance, she wanted to hand-deliver work packets for students who don't have Chromebooks yet. But she doesn't own a car, and the buses she'd usually take are out of service.
You can't get to 39, that's gone. You can't get to 61, that's gone.
Plan B was to mail packets to students, but at least three have already moved since school was last in session. That meant more phone calls to find out where students are.
Am I delivering it to where it actually says, or do you want me to have it delivered to where you are now?
Teachers across Philadelphia are putting in this kind of groundwork just to make sure they can connect with students. By May 4th, online learning is supposed to be graded, even though students who miss class won't have it held against them. Davis hopes by the end of this week she'll be able to click on her computer at scheduled times and do small group instruction with two or three first grade faces smiling back at her.
Well, I'll be as ready as I can. I'll go into the classroom and see who's there.
Davis sees these little reading groups as the anchor of her online classroom. And it's not just for academic reasons. It's for her, too. Watching kids grasp a new concept, actually seeing it happen, is what keeps her going.
I still teach because when I can see little so-and-so understanding it, and the children know, I'll take little so-and-so and swing them around and say, yes, children, they've got it, they've got it, and then we celebrate. And then we break out into James Brown. I feel good. I knew that I would now.
So good, so good, I got you.
It's the kind of feeling that happens spontaneously in normal school. Right now, she's not 100% sure she can recreate it. But after 3 decades in the classroom, she knows it's worth trying. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.
This story was based on reporting from Dale Mezzacapa of the Philadelphia Public School Notebook. Next week, Avi will have the story of a different Philadelphia teacher who is navigating the first week of online school.